Rave Radio.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to this month's Green AV Show with Rave Publications. As you know, I am your host, the friendly Chief AV girl, Midori Connolly. And today I'm excited. We're going to talk a little bit about lighting and some developments that are out there and some ways that you can maybe develop your business. And I'm going to be learning as well as you. And my guest today is Gino Hefner. He handles business development and product research for Energy Squad, and I believe they're based in Maryland. Yep, that's what I thought. So welcome, Gino. Thank you for being here today.
Well, thank you. I appreciate you having me on your show.
Yes, definitely. So just to get started, I always like to let people know kind of who we're listening to this month. So tell us a little bit about you, sort of how did you kind of get started in the business and, you know, greener AV, as I like to call it. You know, where did you get sucked into that, and what part of it is, most interesting to you?
Sure. I've been pretty much my whole life in some type of service business. About 10 years ago, I met John Stovall, who's one of the founders of Energy Squad. And he had his own AV company called Bethesda Systems. And I partnered up with him. I didn't partner up, but joined their team at Bethesda Systems, doing a lot of AV work and AV installations. It was a very intriguing field some 10 years ago, very fast moving, which was very exciting for me. And I liked the whole kind of growth that was happening in the AV side of it. So I quickly picked up, you know, the programming side of it from the different automation companies that were out there. And it just grew and grew. And the more you learned, the more you found out so many different cool technologies that were there. And slowly that evolved into more and more lighting controls and lighting options. And then as that grew, you know, within the last couple of years, then LEDs started to pop up. And we certainly had our challenges getting LEDs some 2 years ago when they were in their first phase to work with a lot of the lighting control systems that we were using. With all those challenges, we decided we better start to do a little bit more research and get ahead of the curve, so to speak, because we were losing a lot of time, effort, and money trying to get things to play nicely together, so to speak. So I kind of got thrown into the forefront of that with John, trying to figure out what we could do and what products were out there, what products worked best, what looked good, and what worked good. Mm-hmm. And from there, we decided, John said, well, this is a perfect opportunity for me to start a company, which he did, called Energy Squad, and share some of the knowledge that we spent years and years working on with some of the other AV companies out there.
Great. Good story. I mean, I think it sounds very similar to what a lot of us have experienced. You know, we didn't start off our careers thinking we're going to be green, you know, it just kind of evolves with the market and what people are asking for and what's good for the business, right?
Yeah, exactly. I mean, that's kind of where we evolved. I would say that John's always been a bit of a pioneer. Mm-hmm. He's definitely been able to kind of see years ahead. So I think he's always had this big picture idea of getting into the greener side of things. Mm-hmm. And now this was a perfect opportunity with lighting and LEDs to really add an additional service to companies, mm-hmm. you know, the AV world especially, just to, like you said, really make a difference in what we're doing a little bit.
Yeah. And I mean, obviously it's where the future's gone. So tell us more. So I know, you know, you've got interesting stuff happening around the LED, and you've briefly mentioned, we've talked a little bit about the LED diet. So tell us more about this work that's happening. I think this is really interesting.
Yep. So as Energy Squad started to develop and more dealers were signing up as dealers to purchase, you know, some of our green tech products, which I would say the majority of them currently have to do with LED lights and LED fixtures, because that's the biggest marketplace, obviously, for us right now. We tried to figure out a kind of a way to separate ourselves from maybe some of the other distributors that were out there, and we came up with the idea well, since we're selling LEDs to begin with, why don't we create a service based around some of the LEDs that we're already selling? So we created a service called the LED Diet, and we think it's a great value-add service for many different people, but the AV person in particular. And two aspects. Number one, it's a nice way to get back into somebody's home, maybe that you haven't had a chance to get back into. But number two, if you're already doing some type of lighting system, then it's certainly a nice add-on to complement the lighting system that you're using, knowing that you're not going to have any headaches or issues with the LEDs being compatible with the, you know, the lighting control system that you're using. So the concept behind the LED Diet basically takes some of the frustration, I guess, out of what we saw in the beginning years that now the consumer's starting to deal with. Bunch of new terms that the consumer just hasn't heard. You know, there's lumens, there's color temperatures. You know, you don't hear as much about wattage. There's color rendering index. There's beam angles. You know, all these new terms that the consumer was just like, no, I just need a light bulb. I don't really care what it is. But now they have so many different choices. And we started to see that frustration from the end users that we were dealing with. So we said, well, let's create this service called the LED Diet. And basically it takes a handful of the most popular light bulb types. And we go out to people's homes and in the comfort of their homes, show them what those LEDs look like in their sockets, in their fixtures, you know, with their appliances, with their carpet, with their painting. And the end user really, really appreciates the fact, number one, that you're there to provide a service, but just the difference in the education that they're getting and the quality of products that we're delivering to them.
Right, right. So it's really about kind of putting it all together in a simple, easy to understand format.
Yeah, I mean, that's a much better way to say it. Exactly. It's kind of simplifying, you know, the whole process. And it's now a decision that people have to make. So it's not like purchasing a TV where if you get a TV, great. If you don't, it's no big deal. But, you know, with the government mandated energy changes, you know, incandescent lighting is being phased out, or it actually has been. So, mm-hmm. you know, their choices are to move on to like a CFL or a halogen, or, in our opinion, you know, a much better quality of light with the LEDs. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it's a little bit more expensive undertaking than what most of the consumers are used to. So that's kind of where we make the play with the word diet. You know, it's something that you can ease into, maybe do a little bit at a time, mm-hmm. and, you know, adopt the technology in slow phases. But again, it's another nice add-on for an AV guy, so that they can continue to be in front of that customer for, you know, month after month after month.
Right. So now talk a little bit about, because I think that, you know, most of us are fairly aware of, you know, the transition out, you know, the regulations that force us out of incandescent lighting. I've heard stories about people are hoarding incandescent lighting. There's like this black market that's developing. I mean, what do you know about that? Tell us specifically what this looks like, this regulation, and how it's impacting the marketplace, because I think that's pretty interesting.
It definitely is. And I have to be honest, I haven't seen anybody run out with a trench coat yet and flash, you know, a bunch of 40 or 60 watt old incandescent bulbs. But I guess at some point it may happen. I mean, I think the biggest part that we're seeing is just most people don't even know that, you know, that the change has happened. I mean, that's the biggest part, I think, is the education side. When we are talking to the consumers, you know, they don't understand that these products have been phased out. Mm. So there's a lot of educating just to do with, number one, why they were phased out, and then number two, what the options are. Mm-hmm. But you're right. I mean, we hear stories over and over. Well, I'm going to run out to the local big box store, and I'm going to buy up as many as I can, mm-hmm. which, you know, it's very confusing. It's like I was saying, when the tube TVs kind of were phased out, it wasn't like people ran out and bought a bunch of tube TVs and hid them in their basement until, you know, because they didn't want to adopt the flat panels.
Right.
So, yeah. You know, I think the biggest thing, you know, believe it or not, is just an education side of it. And shows like yours, obviously, is helping do that. Mm-hmm. You know, we think our programs that we're providing are helping do that, but there's still a long way to go.
And so, as far as, for the pro AV, the AV professional, where is the opportunity for them? You said that, they could get back in front of a customer. So is it really just consumer? What about the, business to business and their larger clientele?
I mean, we're having pretty good success working with the Bethesda Systems, the local AV guy that we work with, and they're kind of attacking it from three different phases as an AV company. Number one, on almost all their new installs, where they're providing a lighting control system, they're already writing it into their proposals for new LEDs, so it's already bundled in there as an option. With the thought being, hey, look, you're already using a lighting control system now. Let's give you a solution that, you're going to be happy with and that's going to last years and years and years. And then, of course, they're also have adopted the LED diet program. So that gives them an opportunity through a couple different programs that they use to try to get new leads to get out in front of customers that they had never, ever been, had a chance to get in front of. And these $400 little LED visits have turned into, a brand new home theater, a new lighting control system, a Sonos system. So even these little small leads have turned into some pretty good opportunities. And then there's always the commercial side of it. And depending upon where you're at, a lot of the energy companies are offering incentives to do a lot of retrofits. So it definitely gives you a lot of opportunities. Just in the lighting world.
Yeah, and so on that note, because obviously this is quite a bit about lighting we're talking about here, but you are the person in charge of finding new products, right? So you do all the green tech research, and I talk a lot about sort of the future of technology, and I do a lot of presentations on the Internet of Everything and where we're going with this connected planet. And I'm assuming that some of this green tech kind of is pretty futuristic and ties into that because we're working with limited resources in the future and we have higher. So tell me a little bit about some of the cool kind of green tech products that you're working with, or maybe you guys even already are working with.
Yeah, well, I mean, the big one, from maybe the HVAC standpoint on a residential side would be the Nest. We have a good relationship with Nest, and just like everybody, are excited to see what their next group of products will be.
Just in case some people listening don't know what Nest is, do you mind giving a quick overview on that?
Sure. Nest saw a niche or an opportunity, I guess, in the HVAC slash thermostat world, where I guess of the 11 million people that own a thermostat, only about half of those actually were what they would call programmable thermostats. And of that 100 million, only 11 million people were actually setting some type of schedule with their thermostats. So not really an energy savings product, even though the intention was there for it to be an energy savings product. And when Nest started doing some research, they figured out most people didn't program the thermostat because it was either too hard, too confusing, and they just got frustrated and gave up. I guess maybe that's similar to like trying to program the old VCR clocks or something. So Nest said, hey, well, we'll just come out with a product where you don't have to worry about programming it. You just set the temperature wherever you want, and over the course of time, Nest will kind of learn your habits and automatically create a schedule around those habits. And then they got a couple other little cool features built into it, with the whole idea that over the course of the month, with these little bit of micro changes, they're going to save you some money on your HVAC system.
So, I mean, it's pretty cool because it ties right into that idea of intelligence, right? And automation. And, I'm starting to hear things about what Nest will do next now that it, because it learns behavior and so it becomes predictive technology.
Exactly.
So I think that that's really interesting. Tell me, what else about green tech, besides Nest, is there anything kind of cool that you're really excited about or you're exploring that you think, oh wow, people should know about this?
Well, I am in 100% agreement that our houses in general, well, our lives, I guess, so to speak, are becoming what you would call smarter and smarter. You got your smartphones, your cars are getting smarter. And certainly the house is getting smarter and smarter, almost to the point, like you said, to where it's going to be become predictive to our habits. Mm-hmm. You know, we're messing around with a lot of products, I think, that are going to help simplify someone's life inside the home, mm-hmm. which is why we think, you know, the AV integrator is in a perfect position to ultimately control anything and everything they want inside of a home. Mm-hmm. You know, we've done shows with LEDs for electricians, and they just didn't want to jump on board. You know, we've done the same thing with the Nest and HVAC guys, and they don't want to jump on board. Uh-huh. So it seems like there's an amazing opportunity, you know, for a hungry AV person to really set themselves up to be the main person, kind of this the butler, so to speak, of the whole house. Uh-huh. You know, they get to control everything because they're the only ones that know how to do networking, how to do lighting control, how to do the thermostat control.
Right.
So it's a really interesting opportunity, you know, that I think we're setting ourselves up for as AV integrators.
Yes. So I really like the idea. I mean, it's nice, you know, for the people out who are, because I, like I said, I go out there and I speak on this stuff and they say, well, where are we going to find all of these products? And so you guys apparently are going to be like sort of a clearinghouse, right? They can come to you a place, you know, and I'm sure there will be other people who are doing this, but it's looking for, you know, resources like you guys, where you're going to say, look, we're going out there finding the best products. Here's how to put together these tidy packages and sell them, right? So,
yes, you got it exactly. I mean, that's Energy Squad's goal. Number one, obviously, is to find, you know, the best products that are out there, mm-hmm. Working with some of the best manufacturing companies, mm-hmm. and coming from it, you know, as ex-AV guys, mm-hmm. and knowing what it takes on the AV side to get things to work. And then have the knowledge and the support that's available to an AV guy or an AV person, so that they know if they're going to purchase these. I know I keep.
Everyone does. To correct myself.
So terrible. But you know, knowing that, you know, that we're here to provide that support from an AV background, and again with an opportunity, I think right now to really start to take control of the entire house, and I mean that's where we're going.
I really love this idea that you said. You know, it's not the electricians, it's not HVAC, because one of the things I do in my presentations is I show like, okay, so do you want to work with the person responsible for your blue screen of death? You know, like, or do you want to work with the person who rolled in the AV cart on Fridays? And it was like movie time, right? Like, do you want to work with the person who knows how to create the fun experience? And like, or do you want to work with the one who just programs the stuff? You know, so it's like, I think that the audiovisual professional has a vision of what it is to create life in a home. And it's beyond just how do I keep the home warm or cold or whatever? How do I wire it? It's what is it going to be like for the people who live here? And I'm going to sell you the products and put it all together for you so that you do have that experience. And I mean, architects, you know, they're not techies, right? I mean, so they're going to build a design and infrastructure, but we really have to take that next step and say, well, here's how to make it come alive, right? Like, here's how to make your home a living place.
Yeah, you're exactly right. I couldn't have said it any better. That's exactly right. I mean, we're there to take the vision and create that experience from that vision, whether it's from an architect, like you said, or, you know, from an end user that has some concept that they want to evolve. Mm-hmm. But you're right. We're really there to make that experience come to life. And the more, you know, like we talked about, the house is becoming smarter. So there's more experiences that I think we're going to have the options or, you know, the opportunity to make those experiences come alive.
Right. You know, we're almost out of time, and I think that that's really a great message, that, you know, good advice for the people listening, that, hey, this is about, you know, remember who we are, remember what differentiates us, and those are going to be opportunities in the future. But just for fun, like, is there any super cool, like, favorite green tech product, like AV or otherwise, that you are kind of like, ooh, I want to see what's going to happen with that, or something very future like trend type of thing?
I've always been intrigued by the whole voice activation, mm-hmm. I guess, side of things. Mm-hmm. And you can see more and more products that are evolving where you're no longer, you know, pressing buttons. You're just, you know, communicating to your house and your house is responding to that. To me, that's a very intriguing aspect of kind of like the AV future side of things. So, you know, that to me is where I look and kind of like to mess around with those products.
Very cool. Yeah, definitely. Yeah. So we get the whole Dave interaction happening. Yes, I like it. I know I've been a big proponent of what I call natural user interface. So, you know, mm-hmm. like gesture technology or voice command where, you know, like I honestly, my thing is I want my computer, I don't want to have to use a keyboard. I don't want to have to, you know, I don't even want to type. I just want it to know what I'm thinking because if I could just capture my thoughts, right?
Right.
So that'll be the next thing after voice command. It'll just be able to read my damn mind. That's what I need.
I hope so.
All right. Well, we are, I don't know if you have anything else you want to add. People can find you guys. What's the website they can find you at?
You can go to energysquad.com.
Okay.
That's the easiest way to get in touch with us. Perfect. But thank you so much again for having me on the show. It's been a lot of fun.
Yeah, same here. I think this is really cool and kind of interesting and different way to look at green. So yeah, thanks. Some really good information. And everybody, thank you for your time. Make sure you get in touch with either me or Gina or Rave or whoever you may need to talk to if you have any more questions. And I will also post the links to the show. So thanks, everyone, and we'll talk to you next month.